Moncrief on News Talk.
Sponsored by Avant Card, making personal loans more personal.
Aren't you forgetting the ruby slippers?
The slippers. Yes. The slippers.
Ruby slippers! What have you done with them? Give them back to me or I'll...
It's too late. There they are, and there they'll stay.
Now, the slippers... Were disappeared for a while, but they've been found again, rather like the film itself. The ruby slippers from the movie The Wizard of Oz, that's what you heard a clip of there, have a somewhat magical quality to them. In the film, Judy Garland wore them to transport herself to Oz, but then the slippers disappeared. This is in real life, not in the film. Various theories as to what happened to them abounded. Now they've been found following an FBI raid. On the line is Morgan White. Morgan made a documentary about the slippers called The Slippers. Morgan, good afternoon.
Hi, how are you?
Not too bad. Now, I suppose we should establish first that there's probably more than one pair of slippers that were made for the film.
There are more than one pair. There are more than one pair. There's four, actually.
And were all four used in the filming of The Wizard of Oz?
Yeah, presumably they were all used in various scenes in different parts. Some people say that the pair that they have are the close-up pair, but who knows? Any pair could have been used at any time.
Right. Okay. Now, after filming wrapped, what happened to those four pairs of slippers?
Well, they were most likely put in a box and shelved somewhere in the vast costume department that MGM had, and they sat there for decades until 1970, when the people that had purchased MGM decided that they didn't need all the costumes and didn't need the backlots and didn't need anything and decided to get rid of it all. And so they had an auction. And they hired a costumer by the name of Kent Warner, who had a penchant for finding things, and he stumbled upon them. The question is, how many pairs did he stumble upon? Nobody's really sure. There's four known pairs, but there's probably more out there because there are other stories of him having tipped off other people by paying them in shoes. So who knows? There could be actually more pairs than just the ones that have been recently recovered.
Right. Okay. And are there any contemporaneous accounts of the making of the film which says how many pairs of red slippers there were?
No, there isn't. So at some point in the 1950s, MGM divested themselves of all the paperwork that would have told us how many shoes existed. And sadly, the costume company also had divested themselves of all of the records. So there really is no idea. Nobody really knows, except for in the shoes, there are numbers. Not all the shoes have numbers, but one pair has number 7. And so that leads one to believe that perhaps there are 7 pair, or perhaps Kent put the numbers there to make people think that there are more pairs, to make the ones that exist more valuable.
Mm. Now, Kent Warner died in 1984. What happened to the slippers then?
Well, at that point, one pair had been sold at auction and they had made it to the Smithsonian. Another pair, which were his pair, the ones that he had stolen or taken as his payment, he had sold them previously to pay for some medical bills due to his illness previous to his death. And so they had been sold to an unknown collector. And then the pair that were recently recovered that were owned by Michael Shaw, he had them in his possession at that time.
Right. And when you say sold at auction, how much money would a pair of these slippers attract?
Back then, it was $165,000. Now, if the pair that just got found go on sale, I wouldn't be surprised if they sell for $5 million. They might even sell for $10.
Wowzer. Right.
Yeah, they're very valuable.
So they were on display. Was it in Minnesota they were on display in a museum?
Correct, yeah. At Judy Garland's hometown in Grand Rapids, Minnesota.
And so what were the circumstances surrounding their disappearance?
Well, nobody's exactly sure, but the best idea is that some kids, or, well, maybe it isn't kids anymore, somebody broke into the museum at late at night. The alarm wasn't on, the security cameras weren't on, and they stole the shoes, leaving a single sequin behind as the only piece of evidence to where they went.
Right, okay, and in your opinion, that single sequin, did that have any significance? I know that, you know, that lots of people did weave theories around this.
No, I don't think so. I think it just was, they moved a very delicate pair of shoes and one sequin fell off. Maybe multiple fell off and they just missed that one as they were leaving.
Right, yes.
That's my assumption. I can't imagine that it's as Hollywood as that.
Yeah. Now, and so then after that point, you know, it all sounds a bit Ocean's 11 so far. was there any sign of where the slippers had been spirited off to?
No, not really. I mean, there was rumblings in the town. People talked that, you know, they had been stolen by some local kids or that maybe a collector had them stolen. There was, you know, lots of people that had called the FBI and called the local police department with tips saying that they were, you know, in this museum. Well, of course they were. They were at the Smithsonian. People called all the time telling them they were there. There was a pair in some restaurants stapled to the wall. They got lots of tips about where these things went, but ultimately nobody is really sure. I guess the FBI is fairly sure where they went now, but as far as the story goes, up until now, it's been a mystery as to what happened to them.
And that's despite a hefty reward being offered for these slippers.
Yeah, at one point there was $1 million reward offered for their return. But ultimately, nobody came forward at that time, which is kind of surprising, considering now I would assume they came forward for much less money.
Wow. So, right. So, and the FBI were on this case. And do you know much about what the break was finally for them?
I don't. Amazingly, I found out about all of this yesterday, just like everyone else did. I had no idea that any of this was going on. But I read a report online saying something along the lines of somebody contacted the insurance company telling them that they had a tip and might be able to help in the recovery of the shoes. But seemingly that person might be extorting the person who actually has the shoes or had the shoes. Other than that, I have no idea.
Right. Okay. And in these intervening years, I mean, you've described some of the things, some of the various theories that were going around. Is it true you investigated a lake where they might be?
Yes, we did. So one of the most logical theories at the time was that some kids had broken into the museum. They stole them, realized, oh, crap, I've stolen the ruby slippers. I should probably get rid of these things. And they threw them in one of the various mine pits in the area around the town. And so the assumption was that perhaps they were at the bottom of this mine pit. People had heard the name of it before and figured, okay, well, that's a good opportunity to maybe go and look. And so while I was filming, I worked with the museum to set up a dive during the Judy Garland Festival that they have every year. And we went diving underwater to look for the shoes. Ultimately, we didn't find them. I'm very thankful in the end that we didn't find them and that they are intact. Because it would have been awful to think of them sitting at the bottom of this mine pit underwater for a decade. They wouldn't have been in any valuable shape at that point.
Indeed. Is there any word on what condition they're in now?
Well, seemingly, they're in perfect condition. I've seen photos of them online. There's a bunch of photos, and they look perfect, which is amazing. I mean, they're obviously worn, but they're very old and very delicately made, so they do have their age, but it would appear that whoever had them kept them in some, you know, good condition and probably didn't touch them or play with them. So that leads me to believe that perhaps the person that ultimately had them stolen was a collector themselves.
Yes, indeed. Rather than someone just doing it for the money. How fascinating. I hopefully the Judy Garland Museum has kind of beefed up their security a bit since then.
I think they have since then, yes. And although that seems to be, you know, something nefarious about all of it, I think it just more has to do with the fact that it's a small town. Who would have ever thought that something as crazy as somebody stealing the ruby slippers would happen?
Yeah. I feel a movie coming on. Morgan, thanks very much for talking with us today. That's Morgan White there. He's the director of a documentary called The Slippers, about the red slippers.